Blog Talk Radio.
There's a direct relationship between having the businesses and being in prison. Go find an Asian, see how many Asians you can find in American prisons. You ain't gonna be in there. But 51% of your prison will be black because blacks don't have any businesses and industries. There's a direct link. Blacks won't practice group economics. Blacks won't practice group politics. If you don't practice, you're setting yourself up. I told that five-story building, you're setting yourself to get wiped out. Understand the nature of race, which is economics. If you build the first floor, it's economic. Build your businesses and your industries. Control business and industry and put that pools in your money and hold that money and practice group economics with it. Arab and Asian money bounces 12 to 13 times for a lead. Jewish money bounces 18 times. Black folk got to learn how to practice group economics. Black Americans spend every penny they get outside their own community. Then you take the money and the wealth that you get from that first floor and go to the second floor. The second floor is politics. You then take that money on the first floor and you control your politics. Black folk must quit allowing people to tell them to go out and vote. Vote for what? Nobody's going to do anything for black folk in politics. Politics is controlled by money. Major corporations who got the money. That's what controls politics. If you have no money, you have no say-so, you have no benefits coming. So you take your money and you control and you take your money on the first floor, you buy every politician on the second floor. And any politician you can't buy, you rent or lease them to get what you need. Then once you get the second floor under control with the politician, with your money, then you go to the third floor. The third floor then is the police department and the court system. You take your money from the first floor and your politics on the second floor and you control the court system and the police department. Then the fourth floor then is media. You then take the money that you generate off the first floor from business and industries and you go after radio stations, TV stations, newspapers, and cable systems so that you can now inform and communicate with your own people. Right now, black folk only control less than 0.035% of the media in the United States. Out of 12,000 radio stations, black folk own about 75 or 80. That's all. You own no cable systems. You don't have a daily newspaper. You have nothing of importance. You got about one black TV station. So you can't communicate with your people. You can't inform your people. You can't do anything. You can have Rush Limbaugh and all the rest of the guys talking about racism all day long and bad mouthing you. And O'Reilly, they can call black folk all kind of names all day long. What are you going to do? You can't respond. You can't even communicate with your own people because you don't have an economic base. 51% of all the prisons in the United States are black people. You know, you only make up 12% of the population. That's no accident. It's because you don't control the economics and the politics. And they're going to go after the weakest people they can get their hands on to incarcerate them. That's the black folk. And what are you going to do in response to them when they over-incarcerate you? You're going to go out and have a march, a demonstration. We're going to march. March for what? Who cares? Marching never changed anything.
And now, an exclusive first look at the upcoming documentary, 7 a.m.
Because true economic science is a branch of military science. War and money go hand in hand. Most wars are fights so people can make more money, and war is money. That means what? That the European American is not about to prepare black children to compete with his children for control of the economic sector. It's not going to happen. So if black people want this science, we got to teach it, we got to study it, and we're going to have to make some mistakes in perfecting it because we're still babies in the water of global economic commerce. As African people, we are financially illiterate. So we should not be surprised that we're so economically backward because we were never taught how to be economically forward. Our education in America has not provided or prepared us to be able to compete with Europeans economically. The historically black college was designed to do what? Teach you how to work for white people. Public schools, charter schools, parochial schools, independent schools. What is the purpose of education in America for black children right now? To teach them how to make a living working for white people. But I don't want the kids coming to my school to be going to class thinking that I'm learning this so I can go and get paid by a white person. They're going to be empowered to start their own business. When they leave that school, they're going to go into business. And why do we need our people to be self-sufficient? Because when you're not self-sufficient, you can't speak your mind. One of the biggest reasons why black people have been so cowardly in the post-civil rights movement not standing up for ourselves, standing up for our children, standing up against police brutality. We're scared to lose our jobs. We have to work. We got kids. I can't talk about the racism on my job. I might lose it. So the reason why we're not speaking our mind is because we don't have economic freedom. As Mr. Garvey said, Marcus Garvey said, that a solid racial program must be built on a solid economic foundation. Show me your economic condition, and I'll show you your political condition. The political economy of the black community rests on the premise that because they do not make their own money, they are enslaved to Europeans. And as a result of that, they will never be able to do what needs to be done to carve out a future for their children, because the hand that pays is also the hand that rules them.
Good evening. This is another session of IBE Strictly Business, talking about the issues that we are faced with in America. And we have solutions for these problems, and we want you to give your opinion about what we need to do and how fast we can get it done. So my name is Pleasant Steffens. I'm the host of this show this afternoon, Strictly Business. We had a little difficulty. We're coming on a little later, but we will get that all taken care of in the next session. So please give your input as to what you think we need to get done in America so that we can pass on some residual income to our children so they don't have to start over ever again. Again, my name is Pleasant Steffens. I'm the founder of Infinity Building Economics, Black Political Action Committees. Elzora, are you on?
Yes, I am.
How are you, dear? How are you this evening?
I'm doing okay.
Good. Yeah, what did you like to talk about this evening? The benefits? Would you like to talk about the benefits that we have in our organization for people? You want to read that off to the audience?
Let me go back to it. Hold on. Get it
okay.
Up. Let me pull it up.
Some of the benefits that people that join the organization will have coming into the organization.
Okay, and all right, what's going on? Wait a minute, there's a problem here. Don't want to come up.
All right.
Okay, wait a minute. I have it here, and I got to bring it up. Hold on. I need benefits. Well, don't go on with it. Go on with it. Let me pull it up, because it's hiding here.
Okay.
I'll have it in a minute. I'll let you know when I get it up.
All right, dear. Go right ahead.
Okay. Wait a minute.
If we don't have a lot of people on this evening, we'll cut it short, okay?
Okay. Okay. Let me get in here. That's when I rush and I do everything wrong. Okay. Hold on.
All right.
Hold on, it's coming up. Let's go. Well, my system is very slow. I had to clean it
up.
Okay, here I'll be. Okay. All right. Now I'm going to start reading. And it reads, membership benefits, IBE membership fees are non-refundable, okay? You can choose either package, silver, gold, or platinum. Afford you a lifetime membership. Either package can be paid in increments of 94 cents per day. until paid in full. You will receive a yearly financial report starting 1 year on your anniversary date. This packet will grow and make you a royalty member at some point. Silver package is $125. This package will grow and make you a royalty member at some point. Silver packages allow you a member, allows a member to have an $85 vested interest in IBB PAC and a lifetime membership. The gold package, which is $225, allows a member to sit on a committee of choice and have $185 vested interest in IBB PAC and a lifetime membership and become a royalty member. The platinum package for $340, the member will receive a $300 share package in IBEB PAC and will receive a royalty brick with your name or choice of name engraved on the rock, and an opportunity to sit on several committees. Opportunities are many, such as having a seat on the board of directors, if elected or appointed, in the branch within your state where you reside. Okay? You are entitled to attend all Blog Talk radio and conference calls. You are entitled to participate in all summits and conventions. IBEB PAC offers the following. The lowest lifetime membership of any approved active organization. You have an opportunity to change the ownership of our community. Stamp out crime, poverty, and injustice. Now that we live here in America, we can change our living conditions. We can own a piece of this capitalistic system and have a choice in America. You have an opportunity to be a part of a growing, active, and responsible organization with integrity. Your membership allows us as a collective body of people to empower ourselves, create business, supply our own food, create our own jobs, own our own land, industries, financial institutions, and pass on generational wealth to our loved ones. Okay, and own our own economic and educational system and employ ourselves. That's the end of it. They can pay the 94 cents per day until they pay it off. That's a milestone. They can get and pay it off. That's good.
We got the people that's coming out of Michigan that's going to be joining us. So they wanted the benefits are for joining our organization. This we can show them that we are opening factories across the country and creating jobs for ourselves. And as we grow, we'll just open more and more factories and industries so that everybody will have a vested interest in it. And that vested interest, this kind of explains the benefit. This is just a few of the benefits that people will have with a vested interest. Because when you can own a portion of your community, a capitalistic system with owning your financial institution, this gives you leverage as to where you can police your own community. You can finance your own homes. You can finance your own hospitalization. You can have your own insurance companies.
Mm-hmm.
You can have everything every other community have in it and you can stop talking about what other people have and focus on what you're building and what you have and how you can pass on wealth to your families and to your loved ones. Because unless you have a vested interest in something, the protesting just doesn't do any good. We find that protesting, people laugh at you. We find that they write laws to where they can stop you from eating at different restaurants. Look at what just happened in Mississippi. Here's a governor sitting in office because he got enough people behind him with social capital to write into law that there's people because of their gender. That's ridiculous. That is totally ridiculous.
Mr. President, Susie Parker has some guests on that would like on this issue. She just texted. Susie?
All right.
Ms. Parker, are you there? She must find that the board must not be open.
Is the board open? Is the board open, Brother L.A.?
Yes.
Okay. Did someone want to speak on these issues?
Yes, sir. I'd like to introduce myself. My name is Nazir Davai Amiel Oles Yasharal. I am the Crown Prince of Israel, the President Pro Tem of New Jerusalem until the real president stands up. I just want to say that the process and program that that's being promoted by you guys is the absolute proper procedure to become autonomous and independent, even if you guys are still integrated into the society that has already been constructed for us, actually. It's just that in our paradigm, we're not allowed to stand in their temples with all those idols and stuff all over them, you know what I mean? But as far as the economic plan that I want to add to the conversation is that real estate is a wonderful mechanism as well to build independence and own land and things of this nature. That's kind of a strategy that is used by the conquerors and oppressors. And since we are more than conquerors, then we should use that strategy as well. So I offer free training in real estate, and I also have a mechanism where you can buy into a program that is a college-level course on real estate that teaches you all the ins and outs of the particulars of the paperwork and procedures and things of that nature, and also plugs you into 100% funding for real estate. So if you buy into that program, and you complete there. It's a 4-week course, but the first 3 classes are mandatory, which takes 1 week. And as soon as you buy into it, you can submit deals into the deal gene the moment you buy into it, if you have the experience and know the understand the criteria presented, which is 70% of the ARV minus the repairs. So I just wanted to add that into the conversation and enjoy listening. And if you need any input from me, I'll be here.
Okay, young man, glad to hear from you. And please send us an email so we can keep communicating, because social media is not where we can communicate. And my email address, if you have a pen.
Okay, I'm ready.
PLEZ 1939 at yahoo.com.
PLEZ 1939 at yahoo.com.
That's correct. And that way we can communicate, and from that point we can get each other's phone so that our conversation don't be all over the air unless we permit it.
Okay.
Do appreciate you coming on board, and thank you, Governor Parker. for bringing
indeed,
this man on.
Indeed.
Thank
yeah.
you. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's something else I wanted to add too, because I'm considering running for governor for the.
This our governor, yeah. Hello.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been talking about that for quite a few months here. I thought I was already nominated and in there. I had announced it and everything to my community. I was excited, you know. But I understand I have to, you know, become a part of your community as well and invest into it. You can't just.
But this is not mine. This is our community.
Our.
Yeah. It was just a thought that I had after losing the son of cancer that I knew something was wrong. We had to change the system that we were living in because it's a capitalistic system and we cannot allow to go through the tragedies that we've been through all these years for the last 300-400 years. That just if you keep doing the same, my perspective is if you keep doing the same thing, it's a sign of being crazy.
That's right.
For different results, and when we have a lot of research. We 24 years ago, I had two businesses and I shut them down, and did the research to get this organization on point to find out what is it that we haven't done since slavery, that we haven't built an infrastructure to employ ourselves or our children, or build the industry is to where we can keep the industry from moving. I don't care what kind of laws they pass. To keep the industry that we own from moving across overseas to somebody else to where they can provide all the goods and services that we need here in America for ourselves. You know, that to me, with the educational system that we're supposed to have, was ludicrous. Not to collectively build the kind of industry to supply the clothing, the hot sauce, the milk, the cheese, the food that we eat, clothes that we wear, the cars that we drive, it was ludicrous to see one of those industries go overseas.
Uh-huh.
That to me, is not good sense.
Uh-huh.
And I met Governor Parker, and we decided that we're going to change this mess. We all came together in 2011 and created a template, she may have told you. From that template, we have our bylaws. It's where everybody have a voice, because all of us have supplied the funds, the economic funds, for all the factories, these five factories that we've created across the United States, out of our pockets. The five factories that we have, we funded it out of our pockets, all of us. So we know that social capital works. And now we are actually going after building a solar energy assembly plant and a credit union for this year so that we can have the funds and the deposits to where we all can have access to money that we need to further advance our project. Because we need to build factories all over America to where we have people that's out of work. And reconstruct America is to where we can own a piece of the capitalistic system. As you may
That's
have
right.
heard, benefits. Yeah, we've got it pretty much, I won't say it down pat, and I won't say it's etched in stone, but it's at the point now to where all of us have a voice, especially all of us that have a vested interest in what we are doing.
Uh-huh.
Because
I just want to add to that, which is the our concept of building all of these things, it fills the void of the jobs going overseas and the isolation that the others have, how they have, what's the word I'm looking for? They have isolated us or marginalized us. And
I'm about to grab a phone call. Stay with me. Go right ahead. Stay with me.
Okay. So it's naturally, the people who have been marginalized and out of work and out of job would naturally gravitate towards their warm market, their friends and family, in
yeah,
order to receive And that has caused exactly what you're doing. That is the cause of this effect of you wanting to everyone to build their own.
Yeah. It's time.
Someone needs to mute themselves out. There's a very bad background there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can you have? Can they mute themselves out?
I think they muted themselves out now.
Oh. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. When you get to speak again, just mute yourself back in. Okay.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. We decided that we're going to own our financial institutions. We decided that we're going to own the factories in our communities. We decided to own the communities in which we live in. So it doesn't take a lot. As you may have heard that Al Jolbert was reading off some of the benefits that we have in our organization, the ownership of your communities, the ownership of where you live, you don't have to have the crime in the communities that we've been experiencing. It just doesn't, it won't exist. It don't exist in the Jewish community. It don't exist in the Chinaman community, in the communities where we don't live. So why should it exist in our communities? We're supposed to be the minorities in America. And yet, the jails are filled with us as a people. We've got more people in jail in America that's black folks in America than some countries have in them. That is ludicrous. That is not good sense. And I know all of those people that's in jail haven't committed the kind of crime that they say they have. And some of the crimes that's been committed have been perpetrated so that you could have some money to spend, such as dope and guns. I don't know of any black manufacturer that's making any guns. I don't know of anybody that's making the dope that's being sold in our communities. I don't know of any. You may, but I don't. I don't know of any people that's making any kind of paraphernalia that's sold in our community to our children. I don't know of anybody that's writing any textbooks. Textbooks that's bought and teaching our children about everyday life. So we have to be the ones to set the curriculum for our education. So why haven't we done it? Because of being miseducated is why we haven't. We've been a dependent nation of people. We've been brainwashed to look for the dependency of somebody else fixing our problems. Well, there's no one else going to fix our problems. Our problem is our problems, and we got to fix them from the inside out. That's the way I view it. That's my view of our problems. We have to fix it, our problem. And that separation thing that they put upon us, we've got to throw that in the trash because that doesn't work anymore. This does not work anymore. It's that we're going to be separated. Because you are a denomination of one side of the fence or the other. We all need food, money, cars, clothes, transport, homes, houses, real estate, food. Why should we be separated living, and why should we have separate communities? Our communities are not separate. I don't care what state that we live in. We can be living anywhere. I heard you say that you become a governor of one of the states where you are. What state are you living in now?
I live in North Carolina.
North Carolina? We need somebody in North Carolina. Don't we, Azora?
Yeah, we're Governor Bynum at the moment.
We got Governor Bynum at the moment. We can relieve her of that responsibility because she's in D.C. too, isn't she?
Yeah, she is. She has South Carolina and D.C.
Okay. So we can relieve her of that responsibility and give it to this young man.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. I agree.
So good. So that way, we'll
so
have...
Legitimately now.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Welcome aboard.
Okay, yeah, welcome. Oh, yeah.
Right.
We'll send you out. We'll send you out the information that you will need to sign up to get with us. Send us that email, and I'll respond to that tomorrow. I'll respond to that email that you send me out. Yes, sir. And thanks for coming.
Thankful for inviting
me. Oh, that's for us. It's all about us.
Yes. Sure
okay.
It is. These calls is for us to fix our problem from the inside out.
Yes, sir.
And if we have a problem on the inside, it is no problem for us to fix our problem. So that we can
bring
everybody that we have any influence with aboard, and our problem will be fixed overnight. And the reason why people haven't jumped on board because they are still thinking about being dependent and then independent. Someone has some noise in the background.
Yeah. I don't know who it is. Whoever has there's some background noise. Can you please mute yourself out? You can still hear the call, and if you want to say something, you can hit one and come back in. If you hit your mute button, just hit mute to come back in. Okay, please mute out. Now mute back in when you want to say something. Okay, thank you.
Well, I just wanted to say that this is Rasha, and I just wanted to give praise to the Most High, and I was wanting to talk with the new governor of North Carolina. Am I being heard, Sister Elzora?
Yes, you are. We hear you.
Oh, okay. Well, I just want the Israelite person to know I'm Israel also, practicing Hebrew life, and we always work with other nations as Israel. Joseph was the second in command to Pharaoh. Daniel was second in command to Nebuchadnezzar, Darius, all of those other kings who weren't Israel. So there's comfort in knowing that we could work with other nations to make this economical thing happen. We don't have to bow down to any other god but our own. But for financial reasons, we have always worked with other nations. Look at Solomon. He worked with Hiram. Hiram wasn't practicing Israel. But he and Solomon built those temples, and they built the house for the Most High. So just to give you some comfort, we can work with other nations. We never would have become a great nation if it wasn't for other nations working alongside of us. So I have comfort in working with IBE, BPAC, because they have the economical part. We have the human resources. And so I just want to welcome you. And hang in there, Mr. Governor of North Carolina, and Brother Plez, the Governor of Ohio. She's not feeling well, but she wants me to take care of her first installment. I'm going to do that when I get to sister. And I know this is the way to go economically because we've tried everything else. And the last thing, I might not be the last, but sometime when the Spirit gets me, I start talking very intelligently. I don't realize what I'm saying myself until someone tells me. But we, what we need to do is get a security force once everything is coming together. Because Marcus Garvey was doing this, as we all know. And what brought Marcus Garvey down was that somebody sent him a money order in the mail for $25, and he never built that third ship that he was supposed to build. But J. Edgar Hoover had something to do with that. They strategically planned that he wouldn't build that ship, because if you receive money in the mail and don't follow through with what you're supposed to do or what you said you were going to do, they will get you for mail fraud. Even if the person who sent you that money said, I don't care, they have to write it on the money order. If this project does not go through, I relinquish this money. You got to get your people to add that to their check, money orders, and their comments. That's why when I talk to you, Brother Pledge, we need to tell people just to give and not look for nothing in return. Even if they give $1 million and the projects don't come through, they have to make a note saying, if this project does not come through, I relinquish all my funds to this organization, and that will cover mail fraud. I've been studying Marcus Garvey for a long time, and can you believe a $25 check brought down, took him to court? Made, that's the only way they could get Marcus Garvey in court, to say he committed mail fraud. So we got to have some type of security person in place, like a watchdog. I'll say a watchman, not a dog, as a watchman to just keep an eye on people coming and going, because once this thing hits the big times, they're going to look for a way to try to trip it up. Because this is the way to go. I'm absolutely sure this is the way to go to get this economic power built up. And I am still looking for a Florida governor, but as like I promised you, but I know we have to have somebody who's going to stick with it and not say yay today and 2 weeks later they back down or something comes up out of their control. So I think that's all I have to say. You made a comment earlier, Brother Fletcher, and I wanted to comment on it about the jail. Do you know that you were correct in the population in the jail? And isn't it sad that we make up only 12% of the U.S. population? Forget more melanin people in jail than any other group, yet we make up the least amount of the population nationwide. That's something we got to look into. So with that, I'm going to say shalom, shalom, and I'll keep listening as long as this phone holds up. I've been having telephone trouble for almost 2 weeks. So I'm going to just relinquish the mic now and go back on mute. Thank you for this time to speak and praise Almighty Yah.
Thank you so much, because that's some information that I had mentioned that I had not thought of, is that they can relinquish. So that is no mail fraud. Yeah, I hadn't thought of that, of putting it like that. So thank you so much for that information, and we will actually have everybody do that when they do send their monies into for the credit union and for the factories and for their membership, or whatever they're sending it for, so that they can be, and they can still get credited on this end of all the benefits that we offer. And we offer
President, you don't know what might happen where some of the projects might not go through, but we as a people should say, I don't care. I spent more money in this system and never got nothing for it. We never got any 40 acres in a mule. Some people did. I know some people got 40 acres in a mule in South Carolina, but they had to be close to their slave masters to get that 40 acres in a mule. But until we spend more money on lottery, then we would be getting into this organization. Just think about it. You go to any store, you see who's buying those tickets. Why not take that money for a month and buy into IVE Pack, brothers and sisters? Tell people, just the money you're spending on lottery alone, you could be a member of this economic power. And yes, we should give this money and not look for anything in return. If something doesn't happen, just say, oh, I count that as a loss. People do that in the stock market every day. Billions of dollars they put down on some business they think going to be a surefire thing, and they lose it. Some people lose $1 million a day. They just take it as a loss. But I don't think this is going to be a loss. I believe it's going to be a win-win situation. But just to keep the feds from breathing down your throat, have your people say, if the venture doesn't come through, I relinquish my funds. I don't want to prosecute. There need to be a clause in the bylaws that says that, let people know that this is our goal. If we don't reach it, would you be fair enough to say that you don't want to press any charges or whatever? Because you know how it is in this state, in this government, they always going to try to find a loophole. And I think all of these brothers and sisters would be willing to accept that clause in your Constitution or your bylaws. So forgive me for cutting you off, Fred, but I know that I'm passionate about this, and I would like for this to happen. I know the years that you put into this venture, and I would like to see it come in our lifetime, to see it get started and then have something to pass on to our children. I think that's a wonderful thing, and help the prisoners also, because I have a special place in my heart for our brothers and sisters who are locked up for foolishness. Some of our brothers and sisters are sitting in that jail just like Sandra Bland. Foolishness. That's why they're sitting in these jails. So let me be quiet. Forgive me. Shalom again.
All right. Well, we appreciate you, sister. We definitely appreciate you, because we're all on the same page, and that's what's going to take us to get us out of this mess that we are in, that we've allowed ourselves to be separated all these years, because we've been dependent on somebody else. And that hasn't worked, and won't work, and protesting is not going to get us to the next level. We know that's not going to happen. So that's the reason why we started this organization in the first place, because it was told to me that we couldn't organize people around the country. But there are two people already today that's joining the organization today. Not ready, but joining the organization today. So, you know, and I haven't seen either one of them that's joining the organization. I haven't seen you, sister, not yet. We haven't laid eyes on you yet, but we're going to lay eyes on you soon, hopefully this year when we open the credit union and the solar energy assembly plant. So we got to get this done. We know it's going to get done in our lifetime this year, because I'm not leaving here until it get done.
Hallelujah.
And then after it get done, I'm going to stay around here long enough to enjoy it.
Excuse me, Mr. President. I would like to give a reminder as far as our young people coming out of school. Last year they were faced with the same thing they've been faced with for decades, and that is having something to do to earn money to put in their pockets so that they don't have to go in the street robbing and killing people to get money and end up in jail in the correctional facilities instead of back in school. Now, my mind is overflowing with ideas that we can get them started with, and that is my idea for the younger ones and even the teenagers, that to show them how to grow things, how to start growing things just by cutting off the leaf of something, rooting it, and letting it grow. Taking care of it, feeding it, watering it, and they can sell it. That's a great idea for the young ones coming up, you know. School is going to be closing in a matter of 2 months. Where are they going to do?
Well, you know, it's funny you said to create some jobs for the young people. I had a grandson over to the house on the day before on Sunday. And he and I went out to the garage. We've got about four lawnmowers in the garage.
Mm-hmm.
And he took the blades off of all of them so that he can sharpen them. We got a rock in the garage to sharpen the blades on the lawnmowers. And he's going to be taking young men and women, young girls too, if necessary, out to teach them how to do lawn service and do people's lawns and landscape. He's going to start that up as soon as the weather breaks.
That's good. That's good. But you know what, Mr. President?
We're going to try to touch as many people as we can with working and putting some money in their pockets, because we know that they need money too. They need ice cream. They need candy. They need sneakers. They need clothes. They need everything that everybody else needs. So we're not waiting on the mother people to start to employ our children. We started getting the machinery ready to get that done as soon as the weather breaks.
Yeah. Mr. President, to add on to what, to comment on what you just said, girls and boys, it don't make any difference now because the girls and the boys can do pretty much of anything you put in front of them if they are willing. Girls can run heavy machinery. Guys can do sewing. It's not a one gender opportunity anymore.
Each
group can do anything the other group can. They just got to be willing, and they need to have people around them that's willing to show them how to.
Once it's organized, sister, I know that these young people will gravitate to whatever is organized. You just tell them, it's like the saying go, if you build it, they will come. So if we get that started, they will come. And Brother Pledge, there is a black curriculum. It's called 12 Tribes. And if you look it up on the internet, if I could get in touch with the sister and her husband, they have a very good curriculum based on melanin, which people call black images. And it's a wonderful program. I've been looking into it to implement it in a homeschool that I was doing. And I think that we have these things, but because we don't have the connections, we don't know that these things exist. We have a black newspaper. It's called the Jerusalem Chronicle. And I think the word Jerusalem throws people off because they think the Caucasian Jews. But that's a black, for in Memphis. Matter of fact, one of your favorite states, Brother Pless, Memphis, Tennessee. It's called the Jerusalem Chronicle. That young man and his wife has been putting that paper out for 25 years. I think they had a 25th anniversary last year. So I know that IBEPAC has the economic and the political part, but Hebrews have the human resources. If that brother on the line is still there, he could tell you we have the human resource. We just don't have the economical backing in our Israelite community. And if we could put these two together, we're going to be a force that nobody could deal with, especially praying to the Most High for the spiritual power that we need to get this done. And if Susan Parker is still on, I'd like to know how to get some of that hot sauce she has because I want to give it to someone as a gift. A case of it? Do you have 12 in a case if she's still on? Because that question has been eating at me since I found out she was doing the hot sauce business. So if she's still on, I'd like for her to tell me how to get that hot sauce that her company is putting out in Missouri.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Thank you, beloved, for all your knowledge that you just shared. I agree with everybody. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clearly.
All right, all right. Again, like to say welcome, welcome, welcome to IBEPAC family. And we do have the solutions. King Roy and I, we've been doing our entrepreneurship off of IBE. We invested into it. We have an entrepreneurship share that we can build. We have an entrepreneur share for the hot sauce, what we are doing. He has a new label. He has the label for the tea and the hot sauce. You can call King Rye at
314-498-6287.
Let me make sure. That's off the top of my head here. Just a minute. 498-6287. What is it?
Dara, you can give her your number and have her text it to you.
I wrote down that Prince's number, 314-498-6287.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to call him because, Brother Fred, I'd like to get a case of that hot sauce for Brother Ron. And if they like it, they like this from them all the time for the that Kinsfolk restaurant there in Memphis. That's why I'm going to try to get this as a gift for him. And then if they like it, they might implement it into their restaurant there in Memphis.
Susie, you still there?
Uh-oh. She might have been. I have the number.
Okay.
She
probably
okay.
Got
so, while we're doing invitations, I wanted to invite this sister on the show. I already invited Susie, who stood me up about five, 6, 8 months ago on my show. So, I want to invite the sister because she knows a lot more about you guys' processes and all the programs that you have developing there.
Yeah.
To discuss that on the show tonight, if she's has the time. It starts at 8:30 and it probably lasts to about 9:30, 10 o'clock. So that's kind of, I know that's kind of late. So
you're talking to Sister Alzara, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Send that information to me as well. Email that information so I can get on that show too. Will you please?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
This is the which one is this? The I can't think of the name of it. Can you tell me which one it is?
The show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. The name of my show. Name of my show is Claim Your Inheritance, and the World's Holiest Government.
Claim Your Inheritance.
Okay. Wait a minute. This is the one about the people. What is the name? I can't think of it.
No, this is not Real Talk for Real People, sister.
Oh.
No, this is a different show. Real Talk for Real People is on now, and I'm going to have to get over there because he's going to be calling me on in about 7:30. But I wanted to get the brothers number for Claim Your Inheritance before I go.
Okay. My telephone number is 910-489-7849.
Now, this is to the show Claim Your Inheritance?
Oh, no, this is a good thing. So, you know, you call me, then we can link up on Facebook, then I can send you the link to the show.
Okay. If you get it to Brother President Pleasant, I will get it. I'll get it
okay.
From them. All right. So I got to go to Real Talk, Brother Pleasant. Do you need me for anything else? Because I have to go because Brother Ron's going to be calling me in a few minutes and I'm not on yet.
Okay.
You need me for anything else? I'm going to run over here to Real Talk for Real People. Because Strictly Business started late tonight. By the time I go to Real Talk for Real People.
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay, so do you think
Sister Darryl, you're breaking up.
Yeah, do you need me for anything else? I'm going to go to the Real Talk for Real People now.
No, we're getting ready to get off. We're getting ready to close it out anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. So, thank you for coming on.
You didn't talk about the solar. Is the solar thing ready to be talked about tonight?
What?
No, we're sending out emails for the solar.
Okay. All right. Then I'll talk with you all later then. Brother
okay.
Pleasant, are you going to swing by Real Talk later, like 8:30 or 8:15?
Yeah, I'm going to try to get on that Blog Talk at least at the end of it because I'm at the office now and I'm closing up as we speak.
Okay, love all of you. Take care. Stay strong.
Okay, dear. Thank you.
All right.
Okay, Mr. President.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you got can I get that information from you? I can be on that.
I forward it to you. He's going to email me, and I'll forward the information to you so you can send it out to all of us.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay.
All right, then. Okay. Anything else we got to do tonight?
No, I believe that's it. How about you, Susan? You got anything else you want to report?
It takes a minute to get off mute.
Huh?
Yeah.
Well, looks like she's gone.
Yeah.
Anyone else have any comments, any questions?
No.
No? Okay, Mr. President, you got to the floor.
Okay. I appreciate you guys, and I'll be looking for some email from all of you so that we can start our communication and get it a little bit stronger. And I do appreciate you coming on to take and be our governor in the state that you're living in. And merger all of these organizations, we will be the strongest force ever there, ever seen to be dealt with. That's a wonderful thing, because numbers are power.
That's right.
Numbers is power. And thank you so much. And I will be speaking with you later tonight, first thing tomorrow. Okay?
Okay. Yes, sir.
All righty. Thank you so much. Well, good night. That's all, you gone?
His money doesn't go to his child. His money goes to the system.
Personal accountability is one of those things that just goes across the board.
It's none of his business how it's being spent. Just pay the money and we'll take care of the rest.
I see why people walk away. I see why dads walk away. It's the system. It's the system that's driving them away.
I let her know I ain't got no money for no daughter. You call your dad or do whatever you got to do, but you can get 2 pair a year. That's it.
You deny that your father has no right. So the mother just jumps up and says, you can't see your child. I can't go see the child.
When he said that he was going to take all of my custodial rights away, I was literally devastated.
The family court is one of the most dangerous courtrooms, the most dangerous courtroom in the world.
This system makes it near impossible. I can't understand how most guys can even begin to approach the situation.
When a woman gets pregnant, one of these basketball players, baseball players, wealthy guys, it's called a cash register. Because that's what that child is. It's a cash register.
There is no accountability. You write that check or you go to jail.